Hey guys, this is Justin Van Patten
and Stormy Van Patten, and this is the Van Patten Perspective, talking about all things relationships, life, and a whole lot of Jesus.
We love talking about our family and our businesses and just what God's doing in our life, and we can't wait to share all about it. Hey guys, this is Justin.
And this is Stormy.
And coming into this new year, we were just getting together and we were just talking, and it's been on our heart for quite some time. We did a season about of the podcast, what, a while back. It's been a...
Over a year, for sure.
It's been a nice little sabbatical, but, you know, it's been put on our heart that we should just get back into this, and we're committing to make this a regular thing.
Yeah, hopefully weekly.
So, you know, coming into this new year, I know a lot of people have things that they do every year, or what do they call them? Resolutions. And everybody's always thinking about the changes they want to make coming into this new year and how they want this year to be different than the last year. And I know we have a couple things that we do every year, but... You know, I liked last year.
There was a lot of great highlights of the year. We settled into our home. We bought a house. Mm-hmm. We started a little funny farm. So those of you that we don't know, we now have a family of 15, 6, I don't know.
So many.
We have 6 ducks, 6 chickens, 2 Nigerian dwarf goats named Billy and Bucky. And then we still have our giant grizz dog. So it literally is the Van Patten Funny Farm. Mm-hmm. And our girls have started a little side hustle selling duck eggs and chicken eggs.
All entrepreneurs.
And so we're just really excited. We, you know, a few of the things that we want to share with you guys that's been on our heart is just life as parents, as partners, as business owners, hobby farm backyard egg selling, whatever, like truly whatever God puts on our heart, we want to share that and feel that there is a message for somebody out there through us. So we definitely don't want to just talk to ourselves, but that's always fun too.
Right. I have no problem talking to myself. I do it enough as is, so I don't need more of it. But you know, I'm always willing to practice.
Yeah.
You know, they say practice makes perfect, but coming into this new year, I know for us and our family, we love New Year's Eve. One of our favorite things is vision boards. You know, New Year's Eve, casting that vision for the next year. Our girls have gotten so into it over the years that they literally put little boxes next to a lot of the things that they put on their vision boards, because they just assume that they're going to happen, because so often we've put just wild, crazy things on our vision board. And next thing you know, reflecting back on them at the end of the year, we're like, oh man, we totally did that. We got that. We did this. We had this adventure. So it's a lot of fun for me, at least. I love just hunting for things that just resonate with me and my spirit of like what I really hope this next year looks like. I know for me this year, it was a lot of health and fitness, really dialing in. Mm-hmm. It was a lot of adventuring with the family. I know I had Yellowstone on there, and camping and hunting, and there was a bunch of animals, you know, a bunch of big old elk and some deer, since we didn't see any at all this last season. And now that I think about it, I should have put a tag on there, because that's also important. Doesn't matter if you see them if you don't have a tag for it.
Hey, it's not too late.
You know, so I might go back and add that in there. What were some of yours that really resonated with you for this next year?
I think just personal development. I want to grow my mindset. I want to grow my faith with God, and just my word for the year is... My word for 2024 is freedom. So time freedom, financial freedom, freedom just for myself, like going through a pretty intensive 8 months of counseling this last year. So, you know, on the vision board, there was trips that I'd like to take, including, like for your birthday, going to Leavenworth. And this is real life, guys. You could probably hear the sirens, but we are sitting in a car right now.
We were just passed by, our first podcast. by three cop cars with their lights on and then a fire truck. So we're praying that everybody's okay right now and that they are just speeding down the road for some parade or something.
Yeah, so we're just really excited. We're excited to come to you guys every week. And so please tune in. Please share. Please give us feedback. And we just really are excited about our new 2024 podcast. We are committed to doing a full series, so once a week, so 10 episodes. And we'll just see where God has us after that.
Right. And we've got some ideas for some episodes coming up. We've got a list of things that were kind of on our minds of things to touch on. But if anybody has any recommendations or anything you want to suggest that we dive into or touch on, we're always open and willing to go in a direction that, you know, the community needs us to, or that God puts on somebody else's heart that you're like, you know, I really, really would like to hear more about this, or like, what are your guys' thoughts on this? Or how do you guys deal with something like this? You know, like we're in a very different season than we were 5-10 years ago, and we'll be in a very different season 5-10 years from now, but we can speak well on where we are now, and we're looking forward to growing together and just seeing where life takes us and what God has for us, for sure.
Yep. So thank you guys for listening, and we will see you next week.
All right. Love you guys. We'll talk to you soon.